Hajj by Octavio Solis. On feet shod with 10 years of her laughter, I walk my daughter's life, room by secret room, across this house, the only one she's known. I step into the mouth of her dance and see her as she is today, a girl on the verge of her body, stirring her milk in the kitchen. Recalling all the misapprehensions I suffered at that age, and tears condense on my fingertips, and I wipe them away with my eyes. Down the hall, I ride the invisible ponies racing across her blood and find an 8-year-old standing under the brass fixtures with the mistletoe attached. And I must kiss her, but she's air. Just a sigh, because she's gone up the stairs where pilgrims go, and in front of the bathroom mirror, standing on the toilet seat, a filly in her 6th year brushes her hair, and I see mirth like soap bubbles swirling over her, and I part my lips, and in they fall, and my lungs are her garden now. My journey brings me to the doorway of her room, where we penciled on the jamb the progress of her age, the height of my child at 5, 4, 3. What a thing she was then, an elf in jimboree colors, and my wife's eyes nested over hers like an eclipse. These marks are my devotion, my articles of faith etched on my own western wall. In the room itself, blue and beveled to the angle of the roof, there's a pearl in the crib in the deep late night, bound tightly in her new skin, singing her eyelids gently shut, and in that peace I say, Mija, the only prayer that I know. I'm at my fountainhead, my 5th pillar source, but no, I'm not. Behind me, past the closet, 1,000 years ago, a second away from where she is and where she is less than nothing, are the sheets where her mother's will and mine broke the light to pieces and made of one shard this girl.